Euphrates is a Montreal-based hip-hop crew who recently released their debut album called A Bend in the River. The album, which contains the rhymes of the narcissist, an Iraqi rapper, explores and confronts many issues, struggles, and ideas. Songs on the album range from a focus on the Israeli occupation of Palestine to a rap from the perspective of an Iraqi child dying at the hands of American military action, to rhymes about being an Arab in Canada in the context of a generalized backlash felt by the Arab and Muslim community post 9/11. One track on the album focuses on building reconciliation between the peoples of Palestine, Jews and Arabs. I had a chance to sit down and speak with the narcissist and rugged intellect of Euphrates and talk with them about their album, A Bend in the River.
My name is Jamal Abdel Narsal, Euphrates Camp, Nine Majesty representative. I wrote with Nofi Fanan and Habilis. We just dropped the Bend in the River album, which is a summarization of the past 2 years of being Arab in the West, encountering the different difficulties of being conditioned to a certain mind state and unlearning what you've learned through the past experiences in your life.
Good day. Allow myself to state my name, which is Rugged Intellect, and pretty much me and Narcissist, we are representing a cause of universal peace and understanding. And right now, what's really hot and what needs to be checked out is The Bend in the River, the new album, which, you know, translates all these messages in all kinds of forms that, you know, can be accessible by anyone who enjoys the principles and fundamentals of music.
So how do you feel then the principles and fundamentals of music relate to universal peace and understanding? What do you mean by universal peace and understanding?
Well, the universality of music in itself, the essence of being able to speak your mind in hip-hop over a drum loop with boom bap or whatever it be, we allowed to say whatever we want. Freedom of speech is exercised its best in a booth because you're speaking to a microphone and it's a one-way conversation, if you will. So it allowed us to alleviate a lot of stress from our minds about the political atmosphere that we live in, the social atmosphere that we live in, as well as the religious and cultural aspects that we've grown up with. And it's taught us a lot. I mean, I learned how to be Arabic in Canada. I didn't learn it in the Middle East. I became more in touch with who I am when I left where I'm from. You know, so the music itself became the encapsulation of, let's say, like Shalom Aleikum. We encapsulated the whole Palestine-Israel issue into a three-minute track, saying that if we don't stop killing each other, we won't exist like Islamic bacon at the end of the day, you know? So,
can you talk about that track, Shalom Aleikum?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the track Shalom Aleikum basically, you know, is paying homage to the common ground and heritage that, you know, Semitic people share, because there's a lot of division when it comes to, you know, Judaism and Islam, but a lot of people don't understand that it comes from a common root. So what we're trying to do with the Shalom Aleikum song and project as a whole is bring that together in the hip-hop forum and really, you know, extend that message. And as Narcissist was saying, since hip-hop is so, you know, it's such a wide forum for freedom of speech, it allows, you know, many ideas and you know, ideologies and comments and opinions to be shared amongst other people. And, like, you know, that just, you know, contributes to, you know, global and overall, like, unity and, like, further steps towards ultimately achieving, you know, understanding and peace on this planet.
You mentioned the experience of being Arab in Canada. Since 9/11, there has been a backlash against Arabs and Muslims. How is that reflected in your rap?
Well, a lot of mentions of 9/11 are on the album, but there's a song specific to the cause called, or the occurrence called, Watermelon Chunks. 11-9. So the song itself deals with its two verses, one directed towards the Arab public and one directed towards the Western public, since they're the two parties involved. After the advent of September 11th, I found it pretty hard to get your name out or your word out to the public about being who you are, because you're blinded by what's offered to you by the media. So a lot of the time when you do try to speak out, they take it the wrong way. If I were to hand my album to Izzy Asper, for example, he'd probably listen to it and think I'm an extremist ready to blow something up when I'm not, you know? So the album helped us with the cause of actually getting the word out, but it's not listened to yet. people listen, but they don't hear, you know? So we did it. September 11th was an awakening to everyone here. Being Arabic, you already awakened to what's happening over there in Palestine, in Iraq, and wherever you want to point your finger at. So it's just really, the album itself is the two cultures I've grown up with meshed together.
Yourself being a Jewish rapper, rapping with Iraqi rappers, what are your perspectives on that? You're creating art, hip-hop, within this context of a backlash, a generalized racism towards Arabs and Muslims.
Well, definitely. I mean, if we analyze the media's coverage in general and, like, you know, the government's representation, I mean, it always goes, like, in trends and patterns. They always find a new scapegoat and a new person to blame. And right now, you know, it happens to be Arabs, you know? And, I mean, being of Jewish descent, I mean, I think that, you know, there's a lot of angst amongst people that is unnecessary and is being created on purpose by these outlets to generate more of this, you know, angst, to generate more problems as a whole. So what I'm saying is, you know, through this hip-hop forum, like, it's bigger than just hip-hop. We just use hip-hop as a forum because right now it's really prominent and, like, you know, it allows a lot of things to be said. But ultimately, the message is way beyond that. And, I mean, it transcends any geographical barrier. And, like, it doesn't matter if you're 9 or 99 or if you're from Bogota, Colombia, or, like, you know, anywhere. It's just we're trying to speak of a message that will bring people together on a universal thought basis as humans and not just as, you know, black or white or whatever, you know?
At the end of the day, the system perpetuates itself in a certain way. We're trying to go against it, although it's the hardest way to do it. But if you infiltrate the system and learn it, it's the best way to break it down. Yeah, extremists have some form of the... Islamic extremists have a form of dialect to the public where they speak to them, but their actions don't... They don't continue on with their religion. Islam itself is a religion of peace, but through a violent action, you perpetuate your image that is offered to you through an Arnold Schwarzenegger movie or through a whoever it be movie, you know, when you've got terrorists in it.
Exactly, because if you always look when they want to represent Arabic people, they don't represent the positive aspects and, like, positive role models. Rather, they want to expose the scapegoats and, like, you know, they're really the bad heads. But, like, I mean, there's bad people in every creed, every culture, whatever. That's not something that's specific to one race or a demographic, you know, that needs to be stopped completely because that's ignorance.
We're the evil veiled ninjas right now, and they're out to get us, you know?
Edward Said, a prominent Palestinian thinker, academic, just passed away. He called himself a humanist. What are your perspectives on that?
I share that view of being a humanist, and I always speak of the oneness of people. I believe in energy and synchronicity and the bonds we have between each other beyond the cultural or social conditionings that we have. So at the end of the day, our music is to whoever wants to listen, because we all have the same ears, the same eyes, maybe not the same eye color, same ear ability, but we're all the same people, you know? We're all shells. We're all souls trapped in these shells, so...
And basically, I mean, from the point of view of, you know, MCs who are, you know, illustrating things in a humanist aspect, I think, like, you know, it's really important to give a voice to people that don't really have a voice to speak their minds and go out there and really make sure that they're well represented instead of being, you know, portrayed as whatever stereotype by the media or whoever else wants to represent them.
Yeah, beyond the Palestine-Israel issue, being from Iraq itself, now that it's been grounded and its roots have been pulled out, it's hard to replant the seeds, you know? So we're trying to use it through the thought, replant the seed through the mind, and then eventually it'll come out in the physical realm, inshallah.
When it comes to Iraq or Palestine, there's an oppressor and an oppressed. There's the Israeli occupiers, Israeli Defense Forces. There's the American occupiers in Iraq. Often in your rap, you speak from the perspective of the oppressed. Can you expand on that?
Me and him are recording a song right now where it's different perspectives of the story themselves, such as we'd have a track about a suicide bomber, if you will, and I'd be the bomb and he'd be the bomber himself, or he'd be a person in the situation encountering the suicide bomber. So we try to attack every angle, every perspective possible, because if we didn't, then we'd be the media sources themselves. We'd be one way, you know? So... Everything has a duality to itself. Every situation poses itself with a duality, so we try to deal with both at the same time.
Exactly. It's all about, you know, touching on a myriad of subjects from different angles and perspectives so that, you know, we can really try to understand man and his thoughts and the way that he functions from different perspectives and point of views, you know, because to every story there's not just one side. There's like millions of points of views that can be, you know, from which something can be seen.
Your rap is very politically charged. Can you speak about that within the context of Montreal's underground hip-hop scene? How are you relating to the scene?
Well, there isn't, in the scene itself, there isn't many political acts. There are a few French ones that are political in what they say, but a lot of cats here in the underground are either very commercial or trying to be, or gangster, or... I mean, I'm not gonna shit on everyone, but a lot of it is not political. So we're trying to establish some form of discussion or some form of understanding of a diaspora that comes from being part of hip hop culture, because it's not one race anymore. It's everyone that's feeling oppressed has the right to speak out on it. So we're using it as the forum to do that, but not a lot of people do.
As far as I'm concerned, like, as I was stating before, I mean, to me, it, you know, the message conveyed and what we say is, like, it's bigger than hip-hop, you know? Yeah. To me, it's like, yeah, I respect the scene and I want to see it flourish, but I don't see myself as a part of the scene because I find that, like, yeah, I use rap as my message to carry my lyrics, but ultimately it's bigger than that, and it's like, I really, you know, I can paint, I can write, and I can speak, so I choose that form, but... You know, it's like the message we choose to convey is just tired of just being, you know, oppressed and being lied to in our face. And, you know, it's just saying, hey, fuck it. Yeah. You know, yeah. Awakening. Yeah.
The last cut on your album has a quote at the beginning as a audio sample of somebody who's explaining what his perspective on being a narcissist is. Can you talk about that track?
That was I forget his name, but it was from a documentary called Bloody Currents about Palestine and Israel. And he's an ex-Israeli soldier who left. His mother was Jewish and his father was Arabic. So he felt he belonged to both. And he was trying to say how he left Israel after he joined the army because he felt that it was inhumane, the actions that he had to partake in. He went to Malaysia or Philippines, did shrooms for a couple of years and came back and forgot his identity. So people call him a narcissist because he no longer attaches himself to his cultural or social background. In itself, the quote itself, I used it because it's very pertinent to how I feel about myself, that every state is red, white, or blue nowadays. Every state is America, but a colony or a smaller version of McDonald's, a drive-thru. So I use that because the last track is a track from the perspective of a dying Iraqi child. And Seb'a, which are the seven heavens that we could possibly reach through our actions on this planet when we die. I use them together because that track itself is the encapsulation of the whole album, of everything that we speak on in the album itself.
The sample on the last track says every state is red, white, or blue. From your perspective, being of Jewish origin, how do you feel that relates to Israel?
How do I feel that it... Okay, well, I feel that it relates in the sense that right now, Israel is, you know, being the benefactor of certain aids and services provided by the United States. But in essence, I mean, you have to analyze the history of the United States. The way they function is they always put people in power just to knock them down after when that particular person or country doesn't really suit their political agendas anymore. If we look at Manuel Noriega, if we look at the Sandinistas in Nicaragua, if we look at Saddam Hussein, Muammar Gaddafi, Israel is just another one on that list. And pretty soon when Israel stops being in concordance with the U.S.'s plans, they're going to be knocked off just as well. And maybe I don't know what's going to happen, but it's not going to be really nice. You know, it's not going to be for the best of situations for neither side. But I think that, yeah, ultimately, the United States is slowly becoming, you know, a monopoly that's going to control the entire planet, if they're already not doing that. But, you know, it's everywhere. Not just in Israel, everywhere.
Babylon will fall again. You know, our modern-day Hammurabis were Saddam and Bush, and now Bush is still standing. So whether he goes out of power or comes back for the next 4 years, it's not just one man. It's a puppeteering of a whole group of people who have an agenda to push on the world, whether it's because of funds, monetary, or they need social control. Either way, it's going to become a fascist state eventually.
And also, just to clarify, you know, a lot of people are like, you know, oh, fuck Bush. I agree with that, you know, a lot. But the thing is that Bush is just a spokesperson for the people who are pulling the strings. You know, it's like he's just a figurehead. That's all he is.
What has been the reaction to your album in general? In talking to people,
a lot of people have enjoyed the fact that we actually speak on this issue. A lot of people see it in an ignorant manner. They come up to me and say, oh, you're the Osama bin Laden in this rap game, oh, do it, you know what I'm saying? You guys are like the Taliban, but you rap. It's like, man, we're trying to get beyond that, you know, we're trying to break that image in itself. But the feedback on the album is very positive. People who have listened to it have enjoyed it for its beats, for its content, for its emotion, for whatever. So I'm glad people actually like it. We're working on the second one right now, trying to build, you know.
Not to mention Scott C, good looking out. Yeah. He dropped, you know, on Montreal Mirror Disc of the Week for the Euphrates album. And I mean, it's really well deserved, because if you listen to the album, it's really well put together, from beats to the concepts, the lyrics. It's all there, you know. Just check it out.
So from your perspective, being an artist, being a rapper, rapping about, you know, the Arab identity in Canada, or, you know, the Jewish diaspora in Canada, where do you see your music going? What do you see it fueling in terms of society in Montreal or in general?
In Montreal, it's kind of hard to get, like I said, it's kind of hard to get the word out, kind of hard to spread, because it's a small city, everyone's interlinked. So I'll see someone that I know and they'll be like, do you want the album? They'd be like, oh, why don't you give it to me? You know, you're my friend. And it's like, I'd love to, you know, but we're trying to put money together to keep it going. So at the end of the day, it is a financial thing to spread the word out. We need to get to the States, although it's hard for me to get across the border right now, being who I am, you know? But
talk about that a little bit.
Inshallah. I mean, if I go across the States to the States with 150 CDs called A Bend in the River by Euphrates, and there's a track called Arachnophobia on it, or I Speak Against the System, especially now you have people like Janine Garofalo who went out and said something, or Sean Penn went to Iraq and he went to deal with the issue before the war started. People saw it as him being an idiot, being ignorant.
It was like, you know, the McCarthyists saying, oh, these damn communists, and pointing fingers. Pretty much the same thing.
So at the end of the day, it's always going to be hard for us to spread the word, but the challenge itself pushes me to do it, you know. I study political science, so I want to poly with people. I want to spread it out that way, you know?
So would you guys say you're political scientists in the rap world?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you know, like I said, we're more than rappers, you know? It's just political science. I mean, we intertwine a lot of these aesthetics in hip-hop and try to add things that have never been heard before, and, like, you know, bring something new not only to the hip-hop culture but also to contribute, because, I mean, right now people are being misled here and there. So, I mean, if you can put, you know, at least one grain of positivity, maybe you can grow into a tree and flourish, and some people can, you know, benefit from the fruits that it will reap, you know?
Resurgence from disease learning, degrees burning, my insides dying, old earth yearning for answers, I loathe this hope for cancer, throws fathers and tankers, low soldiers driven by fear, throw out my coma.
You've been listening to an interview with the narcissist and rugged intellect of Euphrates, the Montreal-based hip-hop crew. Euphrates recently released their debut album called A Bend in the River. The album explores and confronts many issues, struggles, and ideas. Songs on the album range from a focus on the Israeli occupation of Palestine to a rap from the perspective of an Iraqi child dying at the hands of American military action, to rhymes about being an Arab in Canada in the context of a generalized backlash felt by the Arab and Muslim community post 9/11. To get more information about Euphrates, visit www.euphrates.ca. This interview was produced for CKUT Radio in Montreal by Stefan Christoph. Weapons of mass destruction, tragic junction and path destructed. Subjects math erupted. No longer a number. Some are playing fractions of stronger. Number the bombers and bot thrones. Their own Islamicize and run up on us like escalators. Dramatize, escalate hate and bless and make our quest behavior. Raped after Africa, trapped between the West and Asia. Planet stranded in their own axis. Standing empty handed, destined to lose its seeds and taxes. This atomic plant detached. Less laughter, awaiting the next chapter. To amend these lies, disasters. When descending sign, you pretend to ignore the end of time. Push you off track. Say, you who? When Bush is
just talk back. Not an Iraqi walk black in my nationality rationally. Mesopotamian, uranium shelled homo sapien. Dwell beneath the caves you claim me and engaged in racial plagues on my agent. Been aching, shaking. Why did we behave in ways to display unawakened beings? Conveyed disgrace in a sacred scene.
God, a man.
Blow my hand as a disarmed this band of vision. Breath slowly descending. This step and said, that's only the beginning. Holding my infants in heaven. That would have existed if seven skies would reach with stance. A clip past and whisperize this strap to hold the wrath of Hammurabi. Ancient Babylonians, rotten body bot, known for leaders on podiums. Interfering you from hearing truth to control the petroleum. It's all in their pockets. Profits they mark since the laws of your optics. The course of my clocktics. Full of morse isn't profitable for Marxist.communists. To me, democratic, this character would be found in section 8 of my demographics description. Deception and hate that led to discrepant puppets with weapons. You'd love if my breath were. But every soul lost in your hand like angry shoe polishes will be forced to skew consciousness. Destiny you, if you believe we're lesser than you. Brother, hope Allah blesses you with better message, youth. Cause this isn't Christopher Columbus, it's British American circumference. Who's the terrorist? Based on enslavement and suicide to terrorists. Brave men, land of the free, home of the slave. I'm standing beneath all that I've saved, lost in the graves. All we cared for was family and alarm, metaphoric in names. You gave us Saddam, two wars of oligarchs and plagues. All in a race, get your torches in flame. Run with nation, sons aiming guns, claiming the winning, blaming your kidding and laughing within. And last but not least, the cash you got reached the block where half Iraq soldiers were scolded, molded in action, controlled and frozen in factions. There's no satisfaction venting in here. The air's conditioned, entering my lungs and mind, pumped into the system like Ventolin prescriptions. I stare in the eyes, caring despite my apparent demise. Tearing a life divided crime. I swear it appeared to you twice. If this life was in margin, contextualized, written, and barred in a prison, I'd step to its side and with survival thriving from the start till the end.